You got a guy running for the bus.
There's another M6 right behind.
Hey!
Have we met?
You look vaguely familiar, yeah.
Waldorf men's room.
You got it. Were you just staring at my legs while I slept?
Yeah, I was defenseless against the small dress there.
It's a skirt.
It's a belt. What is it with you and the Argyle?
What is the deal with you and the boring shades of blue?
My clothes match.
Did your team pick that out for you?
No team. Team is gone.
Wow.
I did it all by myself.
I saw your speech.
Yeah, the speech. Something must have got into me.
Wow, that is something.
Really augments the moment.
Thanks for ringing, asshole.
Hello? Hello? It doesn't even work.
Could that ringer get any louder? Do you pretty much have that maxed out?
It's a new phone.
Are you gonna run again?
Don't know. I'm starting a new job today.
You have to run again. You can't do that. The country will end up being run by tools like Linfield.
Kinda is. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. I don't know what just happened.
Can you hand me that?
You sure you're okay?
Yeah.
Here, I'll pay for the dry
cleaning. No, it's really fine. Please don't. Wow.
$7 will probably cover it.
You keep that. You might need it.
You know what? Here, can you write your number down and then I can call you and come pick up your skirt?
Oh my goodness me. That is very smooth. Why don't you let me spill some on you and then we'll be even?
That's a terrible idea.
I think it's a great idea. Just one bit, because that's not fair.
You actually
just
are crazy. No,
right
now it all makes sense. Okay, hang on.
He's not here. I know. I'm sorry.
Who was that?
I don't know. Who cares?
It'll be on the eye. Can you just...
No.
Okay, now we're in the third grade. This is great.
It's a sturdy little fucker, isn't it? I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. It just happened.
Okay, that was a new phone.
I'm a niece, by the way.
I'll remember that.
That's my number.
Terrific, thank you. I'll call you. The morning after the election, I woke up thinking about you.
Research is there, and the price point's too high on these things.
Of course it's too high, but if our company doesn't get involved with stuff like this, who will?
Yeah. Well, convince me in the meeting.
I will. See you, bud.
Hey, Janet.
Hey, Susan.
Solar panel.
We just got approval for a recalibration.
Solar panel. Solar panel.
2 minutes. I know we did it.
years.
It's not that the research is there, and then the price point's too high on these things.
Hey!
Price point's too high on these things. Price point's too high.
What the hell are you doing?
Grab him.
Wait, David.
David, I really wish you'd just listen to me.
All right, I'll handle it.
You really are making this harder than it has to be. Take care of it.
What a goddamn mess.
Donaldson?
Yes.
What do you want to do? We have to reset him. Call for a briefcase.
You kidding? It's going to take a signed order from the chairman.
We'll get legal on it.
Legal just arrived. There's no way the chairman approves a reset. This is your fault. There's no way you get a briefcase.
Hey. What are my options?
Hey.
Just bullshit him.
Bullshit this guy?
Hey. What's going on here?
Look at this. Questions will burn in him till the day he dies. He won't stop searching for answers. He won't quit. You have to watch him forever. Make sure he doesn't talk. Endless ripple effects.
Remember the Torres case 40 years ago?
It's not that bad, is it?
In the end, they just leveled with him.
Completely?
Looking at that, I don't see you have a choice.
Who the hell are you guys?
We are the people who make sure things happen according to plan.
My name's Richardson.
Oh.
You really think I couldn't see that coming?
I can read your mind.
Yeah, really.
Pick a color.
Blue.
Pick a number, 17. Now, why are you still thinking about running?
I don't really know what's going on here.
But you've just seen behind a curtain that you weren't even supposed to know existed. It must be jarring. It's not your fault. Your path through the world this morning was supposed to have been adjusted. You were supposed to spill your coffee as you entered the park this morning. You would have gone upstairs to change, you would have missed the bus, and you would have arrived at work 10 minutes later than you did, and we would have been gone.
I was supposed to spill my coffee.
We call that an adjustment. See, sometimes when people spill their coffee, or their internet goes out, or they misplace their keys, they think it's chance. And sometimes it is. Sometimes it's us. Nudging people back on plan. And sometimes, when nudging isn't enough, management authorizes a recalibration. We deploy our intervention team, and they change your mind for you. Like we did with your friend Charlie. He's fine, by the way. You don't need to worry about him. Now, there's something I need you to understand if I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Very few humans have seen what you've seen today, and we're determined to keep it that way. So, if you ever reveal our existence, we'll erase your brain.
The intervention team will reset.
Your emotions, your memories, your entire personality will be expunged. Your friends and family will think you've gone crazy. You, they won't think anything. You understand? Not one word about us. Okay. Oh, one more thing. You bumped into a woman this morning on the bus. Elise?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you were never supposed to see her again.
What is it? But when does that matter?
Because it matters. It's in his wallet.
Hey! Ah! God, hey!
What's you guys? Jesus.
Oh, come on. No. No.
What the hell? Really? What the hell? Okay.
Okay.
Take him back. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I can walk. I'm capable of walking. Dude, what are you doing on my floor? You know, I called you like 10 times. You could have picked up. Christine, I found him. He's in my office. Dude, what the hell are you doing? Round up the guys. We can end the meeting now.
You have a headache?
What's wrong with you? Hey, we're in the big conference room on 17. Let's go.
Morning, Congressman.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah. You?
I'm great. Why?
You don't have a headache or anything?
No, I feel fantastic, man. Is it me or is this an odd conversation?
I'm David Solar
Panel,
DOR,
tech guy,
has
studies
about
efficiency
ratings that
play
in the 24
million
number anything anyone else is
doing.
These financials.
Ooh, I know what's a risk, but if our company doesn't take a chance on something like this, then who will? I mean, I want to take a flyer on something that can change the world.
I took the job here.
Let's go.
Come in my office for a second.
Something's wrong. A couple hours ago, you miraculously reunited with the girl of your dreams. Explain to me why you don't have an ear-to-ear grin right now.
Lost her number.
What?
The woman on the bus. I lost her phone number, and all I had was a first name, so I'm never gonna see her again. I'm sorry. Wow, I'm really sorry.
The entire world is turned upside down and you're thinking about a woman. Even if you could remember the number, you'll never get through. Lost cell phone, changed numbers, whatever creates the fewest ripples. My name's Harry, by the way.
The fewest ripples. You freeze people. You froze my friend.
We need special authorization to do.
Poke around in people's brains. You make them think whatever you want.
Be quiet, David.
Can I get you something?
Just some water, please. Your friend will be fine. Recalibrations make tiny changes in the way people reason. It doesn't work on emotion or personality. That's too intrusive.
You said authorization. Authorization from who?
The chairman.
The chairman?
Shh. That's just a name we use. You use many other names. We can't talk here. Meet me on the 4 p.m. boat, and I'll answer what I can. If you reveal us, even if it's unintentional, Richardson has automatic authority to reset you.
You mean lobotomize me?
Try not to forget it. Be on the 4 p.m. boat. Ask your questions. I'll tell you what I can.
Well, what were they doing to Charlie?
Just changing the way he weighs investment risks, which will subtly shift the direction of his company and the way upstairs wants.
So Richardson can read my mind?